In our final video, we'll demonstrate the process for publishing a completed driver on behalf of another partner. As you can see, we're already logged in here and ready to go, and we'll get started by clicking on the ID for the My Trackball driver. That'll load the My Trackball driver details, and if we scroll down to the bottom in the distribution section, we can get started by clicking on Create New. That'll load the new shipping label form that we'll use to send this driver to Windows Update. The first step is to give our shipping label a name so that we can find it later, and by saying that yes, this shipping label is for Windows Update. That'll load the rest of the options that are available to us. The first option that becomes available is the date to go public. This allows us to either publish now or defer publication to the future. We'll say publish as soon as we're ready. And then the key question for publishing on behalf of another partner is who gets visibility. In this case, we'll start searching for Contoso and we'll select it in the list that appears. And what we're doing here is we're giving Contoso permission to see the details of this driver and see the progress of the shipping label, but not to take any actions of their own. In this example, we'll skip driver promotion. We'll cover that in a future video, and we'll move on to targeting. Here, we'll select a driver package, and that'll load the rest of the targeting information. We'll skip install driver version targeting, and we won't apply any specialized audiences. Instead, we'll move directly on to selecting hardware IDs. In our case, we'll select the bottom three hardware IDs. We'll move on to the computer hardware IDs. In this example, Contoso has asked us to apply several computer hardware IDs, and we'll do that by adding one and then a second, and then by pasting in a list of comma delimited computer hardware IDs. Now that our targeting is complete, we'll click Publish, and that'll send this driver to Windows Update and return us to the My Trackball driver details. And if we scroll down, we'll see our shipping label that we just created is listed below. If we scroll up and go back to the drivers section, we'll be able to see what Contoso receives when we do this on their behalf. So we'll log out of Fabricam and we'll log into Contoso. And as we can see, Contoso has read-only permission to the My Trackball driver, and it has the exact same ID and the same name. In addition, they also have a notification waiting for them that just lets them know that we published a driver on their behalf. We can also click on the notification to launch into the details of the My Trackball driver. As we can see, we can view the driver and all of its status information. And if we scroll down, we can view the shipping label, but we can't create new DUA packages or new shipping labels ourselves. Now that we've finished publishing a driver on behalf of another partner, that concludes our video playlist on the demonstration of the new Hardware Developer Center dashboard, which is the replacement for SysDev.